This is a wonderful gathering in the Marriott Center to honor the graduates of the year 2001. I am grateful for the presence of President Boyd K. Packer, who represents the First Presidency and the Quorum of the Twelve here today, and also Elder Haight. Elder Haight's an inspiration to all of us. He indicated to me a little bit earlier that if he lives a few more days, it'll be his 95th birthday. And 2 days later, he and Sister Haight will have been married 71 years. It's a wonderful record. In fact, Elder Haight indicated that a year ago, he and Sister Haight were with President and Sister Hinckley ready to dedicate a temple, and President Hinckley learned that it was soon to be their 70th anniversary. And in this dispensation of time, the prior record was by President David O. McKay and his wife, Emma Ray McKay, who had been married 69 years. So Elder and Sister Haight are raising the bar. On behalf of the trustees, faculty, staff, and administration of Brigham Young University, I welcome our honored guests, Kim B. Clark and Lucille C. Tate, who will receive honorary doctorates, and Benny Lewis and Leon, Pete, and Arlene Harmon, who will be honored with presidential citations. Today, the summer graduating class consists of 2,756 students, the largest summer class in history. When the December and April graduates... When the December and April graduates are combined with the summer total, the number of graduates this academic year is 9,180, by far the largest ever in the history of the university. As I have noted in previous commencement exercises, BYU students are more determined than ever to complete their studies. With almost the same size student body, today's graduating class exceeds the 1990 total by 2,748. Women account for the largest part of the increase. In 1990, those are the women clapping. In 1990, men comprised 57% of the total, with women at 43%. Today, the percentages are about even with 50% each. Today's graduates come from 49 of the 50 U.S. states. Only the state of Delaware is not represented, and I'm speaking to the governor. Also, we have graduates from 48 countries. We have students from 110. But today, there are 48 countries represented in this graduating class. The youngest graduate is 15 years old and is receiving a degree in business management. The eldest is 65 and is graduating in chemistry. More than half are married, 62% of the men and 45% of the women. I'm not quite sure how that balances. During the past summer, I've reflected on the BYU experience, prompted by the results of a recent alumni survey of the class of 1997. This is the first in a series in which each class will be surveyed 3 years after graduation. Consequently, this year's graduating class will be approached in the year 2004 and asked to evaluate its BYU experience. The purpose of the survey is to determine the extent to which the university is successful in achieving the aims of a BYU education. Those aims are, first, to be spiritually strengthening; second, intellectually enlarging; third, character building; and finally, to increase one's desire for lifelong learning and service. The results of the first survey that have just been analyzed are interesting. With respect to the spiritual strengthening aspects of a BYU education, the survey explored changes in the students' relationship with God, their understanding of church doctrine and history, and their religious identity. On a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being the highest, the class of 1997 gave the university a score of 5 across these questions. In the intellectual arena, scores averaged a 4 with many of the constructs in the 4 to 5 area. Also, lifelong learning scored a 4. 94% of those who went on to graduate school indicated that they were very well prepared as they entered their graduate programs. The university's effort to instill a desire toward community service received a score of 3. I might add that the class of 1997 did not have the advantage of working with the Jacobson Service and Learning Center, created in 1999, which now organizes and provides students with thousands of service learning opportunities. Finally, most students expressed a wish that they had taken more advantage of university resources to receive a broader education while here. This was true both for graduates and undergraduates. As one might suspect, the highest ranking activity in the spiritually strengthening category is the BYU devotional. Courses in one's major proved to be the most important intellectual experience. But it was also interesting that BYU's religion courses scored high in both the spiritual and intellectual areas. Now the hour has come when you will leave the university. What has been your experience? Even more important, what will you do with the investment that the church, through the university, has made in you? Will you live your lives in a manner that will allow the investment to flourish? If you are true to the spiritual principles you've been taught, your wisdom and intellectual understanding will continue on an upward path. But if you abandon spiritual truths learned, your intellectual growth will falter. The university and the church have added light to your being, but none of us have received the fullness that lies ahead. I recently read an interesting statement by the Apostle Paul. He said to the Jewish members of the church, "For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest." In other words, no one here has been to a mount where we've received a fullness of light, but none of us are in total darkness. All of us walk the path of mortality in half light, with occasional flashes of illumination added by the Holy Ghost. Those flashes help us see for a moment markers along the path and assure us of acceptance as we strive to live our lives and live the commandments. It is my prayer that you, the class of 2001, as you walk into the future, the spiritual and temporal light received at BYU will provide assurance of who you are, of your relationship with the Father, and your preparation to serve. This is my prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.